Siehst du mal, das Einsatz der Mordschäme, die von Dr. Meyer und der Service of January 70 years old African American gentleman with a past medical history significant for non ischemic cardiomyopathy, NYHF for heart reduction 2 with ejection fracture of 35 to 40%. The status post biventricular ICD placement done in June 2005. Period. He also has a past medical history significant for peripheral artery disease, status post revascularization of the left ventricular artery in 2008. PH also has a past medical history for non-obstructive coronary artery disease status post left heart catheterization done in 2005. He also has a past medical history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, history of atrial fibrillation, CHA2DS2 score 3, and COPD. Period. Currently, he's on Comedin 2.5 milligrams once daily. Period. He's in Ocular Clinic today for a follow-up visit. Period. Next week, from today's visit, the patient says that he's relatively normal, enjoys the regular state of health. Period. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, 10 days. Period. He denies any lightheadedness or vertigo. Period. He denies any palpitations, equal risk of attacks, or results of the loss of function. Period. He denies any lower extremity pain, intermedical education, skin color, or varicose veins. Period. He's following up with his primary care physician regularly, he's compliant with all of his medication. Please note, I have past medical history, number one, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, NYHA functional restriction 2, the recent ejection fraction of 35 to 40%, period. His status post biventricular ICD device placement in June 2005, period. Next number. Brief artery disease, status post revascularization of the left anterior tibial artery done in 2008, period. Next number. Non-obstructive coronary artery disease, test post left heart catheterization done in 2005, period, next number, hypertension, period, next number, hyperlipidemia, period, next number, diabetes mellitus, period, next number, history of atrial fibrillation, CHA2DS2 score 3, period, next number, COPD, period, next number, obstructive sleep apnea, period, next paragraph, past surgical history, non-contributory, period, next paragraph, family history, non-contributory, period, next paragraph, allergies, the patient is not known to be allergic to medication. For instance, graph current medication, please copy the current medication list from page 2 of December 3rd, 2012. Chart. Please graph physical examination by the science. So the visit, his blood pressure is 129 over 86. His pulse is 80 beats per minute. Radio, his weight is 204 pounds. Size is 5 feet, 11 inches. Period. Please copy the normal physical finding tablet. Period. Paragraph diagnostic investigation number one EKG done on January 24th, 2013, showing a ventricular rate of 72 beats per minute in left axis deviation, sinus rhythm, otherwise indeterminate EKG period. Next number 2D transient echocardiogram done on January 16, 2013, showed moderately impaired left ventricular cell function, ejection fraction of 35 to 40%. Period of death, solemn feeling, but indicates impaired relaxation. Period of left ventricle moderately dilated. Period. The right ventricle is mildly enlarged, measuring between 3.4 to 3.7 centimeters. Period. Pacemaker wire seen in the right atrial cavity. Period. Next number. Myocardial stress done in January 16, 2013, showing moderate size myosivity, inferior lateral, and lateral completely reversible defect consistent with ischemia in the territory typical of the mid and distal LCX and or RCA. Next number, please copy the following diagnostic investigations from page 3 of December 3, 2012 chart. Lab chemistry, CBC, ABI, arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities, carotid Doppler study, renal Doppler study, abdominal aortic and iliac arterial Doppler ultrasound study, and from page 4 of the same chart, peripheral angiogram, cardiac catheterization, and cardiopharmacogenomics. Next, I have assessment and plan, number one.
Yeah, thank you in a minute.
Non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, beta hydrolysis of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy and YHF fascia restoration 2. His recent echocardiogram, which was done on January 16, 2013, showed an ejection fraction of 35% to 40%. Also showed that the diastolic film has indicated impaired relaxation. His current status post ICD biventricular ICD device placement done in June 2005. On today, with the patient denies any shortness of breath. Period. We recommend him to continue the same medication regimen. I will continue to follow up with him regarding this matter in the next follow-up visit. Period. Next number, ICD device placement. The patient is status post biventricular ICD device placement done in June 2005. Period. We recommend the patient to continue follow-up with the device cleaning for regular checkup and device integration. Period. Next number, coronary artery. The patient is still of non-obstructive coronary artery. Status post left heart cathetization, which was done in June 13, 2005, showed left anterior descending artery with 20% proximal stenosis and right coronary artery with 20 to 30% proximal stenosis. Period. The patient recent stress test, which was done in June 16, 2013, showing moderate size mild severity, inferior lateral, and lateral completely reversible defect consistent with ischemia, the territory typical of the mid and distal LCX and or RCA. Period. On today, with the patient denies any symptoms of chest pain or angina equivalent. Period. Even though his stress was abnormal due to his asymptomatic status, the patient was recommended to continue the conservative medication management. He is to continue the same medication regimen and we'll continue to monitor him closely. Period. The patient was advised that if he noticed any new symptoms of chest pain or worsening of his shortness of breath, is to contact us immediately and left heart cathetization will be considered. Period. Next number, peripheral artery disease. The patient is a known case of a peripheral artery disease. That was post peripheral angiography, which was done on June 11, 2008, with successful revascularization of the LAD. Period. On today, with the patient denies any symptoms of lower extremity intimate claudication or skin color changes. Period. His recent ABI, which was done in February 16, 2012, showed an ABI reading of 1.28 on the right and 1.15 on the left. Period. We will continue to monitor him closely and follow up with him regarding his preferred on the next follow-up visit. And manage him accordingly. Period. Meanwhile, he stuck to the same medication regimen. Period. Next, number COPD. The patient is a known case of COPD and he uses his inhaler regularly. Period. Currently, the patient does not complain of any shortness of breath and he said that his lung doctor saying that he's improving. Period. He is to continue follow up with his primary care physician and pulmonologist regarding this matter. Period. Next number. Obstructive sleep apnea. He's on a case of obstructive sleep apnea. He's using CPAP machine, especially at night, infrequently. Period. We advise him to follow up with his primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. Next number, hypertension. On the visit, the blood pressure is 129/86, which is well maintained. Period. He's to continue the same medication regimen as he to strictly close salt and low fat diet, and continue to monitor his blood pressure units on the next follow up visit. Period. Next number. Hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently on Lipitor, 40 milligrams once a day. Period. I advise him to continue follow up with his primary care physician for frequent lipid profile testing and LFTs and a target LDL of less than 70. Period.
Petition regarding this matter, period next hearing.
Next number. Atrial fibrillation, the patient has a history of atrial fibrillation, has a child score of 3. Period. Currently, the patient is in sinus rhythm, and his rate is well controlled. Period. His status post ICD device placement done in 2005. Period. Currently, the patient is taking Coumadin 2.5 milligrams once a day, and his follow-up is at Coumadin clinic. Period. We recommended him to continue follow-up with his Coumadin clinic for a target INR to be monitored between 2 and 3. And we will continue to monitor him close and follow up with him regarding this matter on the next follow-up visit. Period, next number. Diabetes mellitus, the patient is a non-diabetic. Period, he is to follow up with his primary care physician regarding tight glycemic control and a target hemoglobin A1C of less than 6.5%. Period, next number. Carotid artery disease screening. The patient has multiple risks for carotid artery disease. Period. His recent carotid ultrasound, which was done on February 22, 2011, was negative for any significant ischemia. Period. We'll continue to monitor the patient with this matter and subsequent visits. Period.
For the patient, social support.
Next number, cardiac pharmacogenomics. DNA drug sensitivity testing was done in January 9, 2012. And the patient was notified with the results. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for now for taking the care of Mr. Dixon. Period. The phone number of my to go with any question or concerns at that time. Period. We'll see him back in our clinic in 3 months or so if necessary. Period. Meanwhile, he's instructed to continue seeing his primary care physician. Glad to continue the healthcare. Please, thank you. Thank you very much. Please, the same as his mom's name. That's MOHA, MD, special, SSN. The time for Dr. Mariela. Please, this is the patient.